listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterow II with the Ralph Winterow Show coming to you live out of Alaska. And we have the Moonies case docketed in the Supreme Court of the United States. The issue of the United States District Courts being Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, legislative courts has only hit one appellate court. One case was 1960, the other was 1980. There's only one appellate court, the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. That was the Moonies. And we got it in late, and they said, oh, we're not going to do that because that's an old case. We can't talk about it, which is stupid. It's not stupid. As long as the issue is before the court, you can cite anything. They couldn't look at it. The issue of Part 301, housekeeping regulations, which is done under the authority of 5 U.S.C. 301, but what they are, you will find that the regulations for the Internal Revenue criminals, there are 706 CFRs that are Part 301s that are housekeeping that have nothing to do with you or me. And the only Supreme Court case that's ever touched this is Chrysler and Holding. That's it. It's not you. Nobody brings this stuff up. What the hell is going on out there in the hinterlands? So what I am asking, please, if you have any, I'm trying to get, I've called the Supreme Court twice now. They have not called me back. I wanted to file an amicus curiae, a friend of the court brief. And I'm also trying to get a hold of the Solicitor General to see if they have any objections or not. If they have no objections, then anybody can file, and then the court should take it. If there are objections, then you still have to file it and pay. I think it's probably $200, but I don't know. I'm trying to find out how many pages. We have an opportunity. This has never been done before, folks. Not even close. Two of the major issues that are critical. The IRS is totally beaten, folks, if you understand what's going on. And expose them. And nobody's using it. What the hell is going on out there? And the United States District Courts are legislative courts under the control of Congress. The judge represents the court. The court is under the control of Congress. And nobody's bringing it up in any of the appellate courts. What is... Did I fall into a rabbit hole and don't go nowhere at all? If you will please... Maybe you could call the Supreme Court. Number is 202-479-3000, and they will call you back. Supposed to. The Supreme Court case. This has never been done before, folks. Not even close. It hasn't come up. I just did a word search. How could we be this far along and nobody's talked about this? It boggles my mind. People keep doing the same damn stupid thing over and over again, and I've been there and done it. But after a while, when you keep doing the same thing over and getting the same result, and then you look, other people keep doing the same thing year after year, you think, well, maybe I might be missing something, you think? If we can get, I will personally formulate amicus curiae briefs so they don't look alike. They will have to be tailored to your particular problems with the IRS. Of course, you're going to have to pay the fee. It'll be one copy probably to the Supreme Court and three copies to the Solicitor General if it's like the main petition. And it's on regular paper now, so you don't have to do all that nonsense that they used to have. You have to have 40 copies and all that nonsense I've been through. We have a great opportunity here, folks, but I need help now from you. If you are in a pissing match with the IRS with something, email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. If you have a court case especially, some type civil or criminal, here is a great opportunity to file in a amicus curiae brief, and hopefully, because Supreme Court's never had to deal with it. Ever! Ever, folks! And it's black and white. How can the tax court be in operation all of these decades? Decades, folks. Clear back in the 30s and the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. And you have to have a notice of deficiency to get into the tax court. And all they talk about are regulations. For some reason, it's difficult for people to understand. Congress does statutes that are codes. They do statutes. Agencies are mandated only because they have no force and effect of law, as far as they can't make statutes. They have to publish in the Federal Register. 1935. Anything of general applicability or legal effect is mandated by every agency to be published, and if not so published, they can't touch us. And if it is published, because this is the administrative state, it says right in there in Section 7, everybody takes judicial notice. That means that's the rule of law that's used. It's right there, black and white. So if I go to notice of deficiency to get into tax court, which is not even a court because we know it's not a court. Hell, we don't have any constitutional courts left except the Supreme Court, and I'm going to get to that in a minute because I looked at the latest Affordable Care Act. Now, I'm just a farm boy from Kansas. And in less than 30 minutes, I knew how to defeat the Affordable Care Act. And I saw how everybody walked over it. And I said, what is wrong with you people? If I can figure it out, how come you can't figure it out? You're supposed to be a hell of a lot smarter than I am. Of course, y'all been to college. Maybe that's where they get stupid. I'm going to get into that. You just can't make this stuff up. I said, Am I living in the Matrix? We are. The truth is not, nobody's bringing the truth on it. It's right there. And I can prove it. The notice of deficiency, 6211 and 6212, is a part 301 rig. And 301 rigs holding in Chrysler V. Brown, 441, U.S. 281. It means nothing. It's for internal use only. I just did a search if anybody had brought up a 301 in housekeeping rigs in the Supreme Court of the United States. Nothing. It's almost no hits anywhere. It's just, I said, how can you keep this undercover for decades? How does that happen? First problem is everybody gets a damn attorney. And most of them are dumber than rocks and the rest of them are bought off. But they're afraid because if they go against the flow, they're out of business. So they won't expose what's going on. I know I was helping somebody down in Florida. And there's I can't think of his name, a real prominent attorney out of Wisconsin. And he says, you cannot use the scorched earth approach. I said, scorched earth? Like hell, it's the truth. How do you go to court and win if you can't bring up the truth? You're supposed to play around over here in the sidelines and see if you can find some little dinky procedural thing that doesn't expose the con. No. Don't play that way. If you're a crook and it's illegal, unconstitutional, by damned, I'm going to put it out there, this has never made the Supreme Court, has never made only one appellate court. That's it. Why? We have one now, but I need your help. Email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. And give me PDF of your complaint or whatever you're doing. And if I'm not don't get too many of them, I operate on donation, but I will provide you the document with a couple of spelling errors because you're going to have to change it so it's all yours because I'm not an attorney or counselor at law. I've been down that road before. And file it into the Supreme Court. Whether they'll take it or not, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, if we don't do it, you don't win a football game by sitting on the darn bench. You get in there and you go to battle. The Moonies have fought this all the way through. from the United States District Court to the Eighth Circuit, backed out of that, went into the Federal Court of Claims. I figured out what that court's all about. It's an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9 court. Went into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. They say we're going to do a national, everything national with the IRS. They codified it in 28 U.S.C. 1293 for 2 years, and then it just went away. It's not an Article 3 court either. It's a specialized Article 3 court. What the heck is that? I found that out just recently. Specialized Article 3. There's no provision for it. I just made it up. We do not have any constitutional courts in America, state or federal, except the Supreme Court of the United States. And when I get through with this other one here, I'm beginning to wonder about those people. We're in trouble, deep trouble. But we can't do this unless we get involved. We got to get involved. And I'm asking you, you would have to pay probably $200. I'll do the work. Free of charge. I mean, I take donations, but I'll do it free of charge. Now, whether they will get accepted, I don't know. But I know one thing. If we don't pound on them, we're not going to win. And we have an opportunity that has never been done before. Never been even close. So I need people that have IRS issues, specifically, hopefully, in court, civil or criminal, pending, to file in a amicus curiae briefs, because all of these courts are illegal. They're unconstitutional. They're legislative courts. They have no authority to do it at all. And I can prove it. And even worse yet, these indictments are bogus. The civil stuff is totally bogus. Because guess what? Notice of deficiency are 301, housekeeping. Assessments are 301, housekeeping. Notices of federal tax lien, where you file in the county. Those are 301 regs. Lien, levy, distraint, taking your property. Those are 301 regs. What have they got left? They got gross income. Okay, that's a part one, but I know how to blow that thing out of the water. If you understand how to read the Federal Register, which they do not teach. And I got an instruction manual from the Senate report of 1946 on the APA. It's right there. Like anything, once you see it, it's not super, super hard, which I'm going to go over again today, because people won't believe it. They're afraid. Damn it. Quit being afraid. Get off your butt and fight. We're in trouble, folks. We've got the totalitarian globalist dictators, socialists, communists. They're all these things they're coming after us. And they're tearing our country apart. And it won't be here long if we don't get Trump back in there. Hopefully by August. I don't know. Lindell is going to be. He's got him by the balls. So we'll see how that works out. We got to get off. I've got the information. I need people. Go into, or I'll send you free of charge. Email me, I will send you the appellate brief. You can go into the Supreme Court homepage and download it yourself, 20-1714 in the docket sheet. You can download that. You can't get the appendix, but I'll send that to you. It's all highlighted. It takes several emails to get it. We have a chance. And all I need from you is to have a pissing match with the IRS and a couple hundred dollars and some balls.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Boy, if you know anybody that's got an IRS issue, please, I beg you, where's an opportunity? I don't know if they will accept them. I don't know. But all it requires from you is basically your problems with a PDF of a court case or complaint or the indictment or something that I have something to work with. So that it is tailored towards your particular issue. And I will do the work. And send it to you. It's probably going to cost you $200 plus some printing. Can't beat a deal like that. If you want freedom. If you don't, sit on your butt. Quit complaining about the Internal Revenue criminals. Belly up and lick their little boots. Here's an opportunity. You'll never, I don't think, ever, we're never going to have another opportunity like this. For a long time, because somebody else is going to have to fight all the way through the courts to get to the Supreme Court. And it ain't easy. My word for it. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours and thousands of pages. The Federal Circuit Court of Appeal had a 998-page appendix with evidence. That is the evidence. It shows them what they're doing. Their stuff. Highlighted. Takes about 7 or 8 emails for me to get it to you. I'll give you all the stuff. Just got to email me and ask for it. I prefer to get in the IRS list, $250 postal money order, or can't use Walmart now because I pissed somebody off. So now I have to use either your postal money orders or Western Union and get a hold of me and I'll tell you how to do it. I'm on the front lines. I need soldiers that have some balls to get in and fight. I'll give you the stuff. I'll help you understand it. But I can't do it myself. I got to hand it to the Moonies. They've stayed in there right to the bitter end. That's all. It's really trying to keep pounding on these guys. But I didn't know these court of claims. I didn't know the federal circuit. It just takes I don't even know how many hundreds of hours to read, to figure out what the hell the game is. I know the game plan now. I know what the Court of Claims is about. I know what the United States District Courts are about. I know what these courts are about now. Go into the legislative history. I had to read through all this nonsense, but Congress tells us how they're screwing us. That you only get if you have Westlaw. Or maybe Lexis. They have it too, I'm sure. I used to have both of them a long, long 20 years some ago, and Westlaw always had better stuff than Lexis. Lexis is more into a lot of newspaper nonsense and all that. I could freaking care less, pardon my French, with anything to do with newspapers and all that. That's all a waste of time. Here's an opportunity. I'm pleading with people. Please get a hold of me. Let's go file some Amicus Friends of the Court briefs with the Supreme Court. Call them. 202-479-3000. Find out how many pages are allowed. How much time we have to file. Okay. Three copies to the solicitor, one to the Supreme Court, probably. What's the cost? And that's all you got to do. I mean, it can't get any simpler. You don't have to pay me nothing. Other than do the printing costs and mail it, sign it, fix some errors in it, because I say I always have errors anyway. That's because I usually don't have time to proof it. I just write it at one time. But when I found out, if you change it, it's yours, because it will have an error, I guarantee you, somewhere. So I can't get me. I've been down that road, practicing law without a license. I've been down all that nonsense before. Because I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. I just happen to know what the game is now. I'm trying to get people, please get involved. Here's a great opportunity. A couple $100 and some printing costs. And you can be involved. It's never been done before. Never. Why? Why is tax court still in business? Decades after decades after decades. Because they use codes and they don't have any authority to use codes. Period. End of story. They have no standing to use code. The Federal Register Act makes it very clear. If you are an agency, a general applicability and legal effect, you shall put it in the Federal Register. And if it's not there, you're done. That's the only way they can, quote, try to reach you and me. That's it. The Administrative Procedures Act after the 1946 came along to try to sort out how do we know if it's a subsidy rig. Because unless it says 301 rig like the IRS, you have to go into the Federal Register and search on 553. Little B. Then boy, is it there or not? If it's not there,
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back here. And, I don't know why I can't find what I'm looking for here. Interesting. I'm looking for the, I filed in a Supreme Court case with the, to my list out there, and for some reason I can't seem to locate that. I'm not sure why. Interesting. Anyway, I'll find it in a minute here. The Supreme Court, I'll have to go look it up. I'll find it here where I pigeonhole it. But I know what happened in the Supreme Court of the Affordable Care Act. Texas and some other ones filed in, and they got clear to the Supreme Court of the United States on the Affordable Care Act. And what's amazing, in 20, 25 minutes or so, I knew how to beat it, and I could see why they lost. I'm just a farm boy. These people are supposedly way smarter than me, and they sure the hell got a lot more years in law school. All that other nonsense. What did I see? I saw at the beginning of it, it says, the IRS implemented the Affordable Care Act. What the hell does that mean? It's like a stupid idiot Fauci, oh, I'm going to follow the science. Nobody ever asked him, where's the science? And the second thing they used, a pamphlet, was used as though it's law. This is the very beginning of the Supreme Court decision. Now, what's wrong with those two things? First of all, the Supreme Court and many courts have ruled pamphlets, Internal Revenue Manual, all that is garbage. You can't use it. It doesn't have the force and effect of law. They lie. They can get away with it. They can tell you black is white, up is down. It doesn't make any difference. You can't use it. Yet here in the Supreme Court case, they're citing a pamphlet as though it's law. Now, they know better. I guarantee there's no excuse for that. The second thing they did, the IRS implemented the Affordable Care Act. The word implemented is a bogus, nonsensical way to get around for the idiots that file in that do not know how the Administrative Procedures Act works and the Federal Register. They use something called the Chevron deference. We'll give it. They don't ever go into the fact of the Federal Register. It's there. But what has to happen is we don't go into the Administrative Procedures Act to see if it has the force and effect of law as held by Chrysler v. Brown. It is a holding. They either have the formal or the informal. We don't talk about that. We just say, well, you know, it looks like it kind of goes along with what Congress was doing in the statutory law, so therefore we'll give it what's called the Chevron deference. We'll kind of go along unless there's something that's really obvious. So we just kind of stick our thumb in the air and let's get this passed. And because you guys are so damn stupid, you don't ever bring up the APA. It's there, but you don't bring it up right. Do they not understand? I think there's a lot of them don't. And there's got to be some that do. I mean, I can't be the only person in the dang world to figure this out. Just take some elbow grease and reading through the lies, checking the facts, looking at some legislative history, and reading Chrysler v. Brown. Chrysler v. Brown is real clear. And you don't see people talking about Chrysler v. Brown 441 U.S. 281 1979 case. Why? It's a holding in the Supreme Court. It's damn important to everything. It has applications to Comrade Biden's executive orders, to all of these regulatory, all the stuff to do with agencies, including the CDC and all them folks. It just amazes me. It just astounds me. How do you keep something like this hidden? I don't know. I really don't know. It's like the tax court. How do you keep hidden the Part 301 regs? Occasionally, they let it slip and use them. You know what happens? Tax court uses statutes. Really? Wait a minute. You're an administrative court. You have the chief counsel. He's in the IRS world. You have to use regulations. What's going on here? Why? Why are we letting them get away with it? I don't know. I just don't have a clue what's going on. I just don't know. Oh, I seen the case here. I got it. Found it's California versus Texas. I thought I would understand. Go up here and find this. how can I figure this out and these people can't? And it's black and white. It's not me doing something that's irrelevant. They use 26 United States Code 5000A, whether this is talking about the tax and all this other nonsense. It's not a penalty, but it's a tax. I don't know. You got to stick your finger in the air and do something. Here's the document. They talk about here, it says it found 5000A, both unconstitutional and not severable. But what is interesting, this is on the third page. Before Congress amended the act, the Internal Revenue Service had implemented Section 5000AB by requiring individual taxpayers to report their individual tax return, whether they carried minimum essential carriage or could claim an exemption. What is wrong with that? Implemented. Now here's the killer. To see IRS publication 5197, tax year 2019, page 5, Form 1040. By the way, a Form 1040 is implied in law contract, good only one way. Will not have a full year's health care coverage or exempt box. And Form 8965, health care coverage exemptions will no longer be used as a shared responsibility payment is reduced to zero. They're relying on a publication. Now, they know that's bogus. They're not that stupid. And then they went into implementations. It says the IRS has implemented. Well, I went in and looked. You have to search on three words because they've hidden the thing. But they have some 26 CFR 1.5000A. There are four regulations. And then they got another one, which is 26 CFR 1.6055, information reporting for minimum essential coverage. And I searched on universal health care. You'd have to figure out what they're doing. So what did I find? This is talking about the reporting information required to be able to be in this crazy world. It says, information required to be reported to the Internal Revenue Service. All information returns required by blah, blah, and all. You got to give them everything. Bend over and come and get me. How do I read this nonsense? Sounds really bad. I think I'm scared. I'm shivering in my boots. Credits. And they actually have the source, which is even crazier yet. They have the source. There's not even any statutory source for it. Which is a con, 7805. Thanks to Ted in Florida, 7805, their make all needful rules and regulations, is a part 1301 reg. As is 7701, their damn definitions. But let's go into, how do we defeat this thing? This is how they're implementing. They have to have this regulation to make it work. This is to get all your information, to get all you slaves out there to volunteer, because I know I got to pay the Internal Revenue criminals. Well, I go look up credits. There's only two of them. I only need the first one, 79 Federal Register, 13227, March 10th, 2014. I wonder what that says. Well, let's go into it here. Let me get around. Excuse me. Let's go into that and let's just see. I'm sure it's a force and effect meeting Chrysler v. Brown or something. I mean, these guys wouldn't, nobody would lie to us, would they? Would they lie to us? That's hard to believe. Well, let's see. Let me go in here. Central coverage. Let's go into this document here. Let's see what it says. Well, let's see. I go to in. It's a final rule, final regulation. It's guidance. That's what I need. I need a lot of guidance on the essential coverage, blah, 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 blah. So I go all the way down. And I get down into this thing here. And let's see here. Where is it? 7705. We got it right here. Special analysis. That's what they usually put it under. It has been determined that these final regulations are not a significant regulatory action defined by an executive order. That tells you right there. Executive orders can't be here to give them any authority because they have to have a specific delegated authority by Congress to Comrade Biden to do a specific issue. So anytime you see an executive order, you already know you're dealing in smoke signals. And I'm not even a war hoop, even though I have a lot of war hoop in me from quite a few years, three or four generations back. My grandma was a full-blooded Indian. I got Kraut in me, too. I'm a damn German. Whoa! Anyways, it has been determined that these final regulations are not a significant regulatory action as defined in Executive Order 12866 as supplemented by Executive Order 13563. Therefore, a regulatory assessment is not required. It has been determined that Section 55B, in parentheses, of the Administrative Procedures Act does not apply to these regulations. So they don't even go into it's not in the public interest or all that. They just say it don't have any application. We're done. They either have to do the formal, which you'll never see because they can't, or they're going to do the informal. And they don't even do that. They just say, we're not doing anything to do with the APA. We're done. It has no force and effect of law. It's over. Admit it. Nobody brings it up. I was just shaking my head. It's right there. Doesn't take rocket science to figure it out. I had to do a word search just to find the regulations. And there are three of them that have 5000A. 1-126 CFR 1.500 5000. And there's three of them. Four of them. And this one, this is essential. This is, if you don't have the coverage and the information, you can't be a part of it. Well, if you don't have that, and then it says pursuant to 78051, proposed rulemaking that preceded these final regulations was submitted to the Chief Counsel for the Advocacy of Small Business for comment on the impact on small businesses. Who the hell cares? 7805F. The Part 301 reg. It's just that easy. Why is nobody doing this? I went into the Amicus Curies. I said, surely somebody's going to talk about the CFRs or something. No. They let the Supreme Court get away with this. IRS implemented that statement back here. Back... They let the Supreme Court of the United States get away with that, and nothing happens. Two statements are totally bogus. And what you can find out is that all of the other stuff in between that is gibberish. And the only two people that disagreed with this was Alito and Gorsuch. I was amazed to see Thomas agree to this. But we have two things that are easily blown out of the water, implemented with no authority. They don't say how it was implemented. How do you implement something if you don't say how it's done? This is like Fauci. I'm following the science. Don't ask me what the science is because it don't exist. I'm following the science. And then they put it in a publication. That's rubbing our noses in it. So anyway, this thing goes on for 23 pages. I don't know how many it's text in their stuff. But you got to go read the tail end of it to find out what's going on. And this says it. These two justices that filed a dissenting opinion, they got it. No one can fail to be impressed by the lengths to which this court has been willing to go to defend the ACA against all threats. A penalty of tax.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, we're back here. Now, Thomas exposed this. He's got here, says, saving the act again through a feat of linguistic ingenuity, this time by defining, quote, state in quotation marks to mean in quotation marks state or federal government. Think they don't know? How can the damn federal government be a state? Huh? That's what he said in the closing. No one, it says, because this mandate is unlawful, because the injury-causing provisions are inextricably linked to the mandate, The federal defendants cannot enforce those provisions against the state plaintiffs, and those state plaintiffs are entitled to a judgment providing as much. That was in the dissenting opinion. But they go on. This again, no one can fail to be impressed at the lengths to which this court is willing to defend the Administrative Procedures Act against all threat. A penalty is a tax, which is untrue. The United States is a state. Think they don't know? The 18 states who bear costly burdens under the Administrative Affordable Care Act cannot even get a foot in the door to raise a constitutional challenge. So a tax that does not tax is allowed to stand and support one of the biggest government programs in our nation's history. Fans of the judicial inventiveness will applaud once again. Does that not tell you our Supreme Court? Now, this is because supposedly some smart conservative judges. Kavanaugh, Barrett, even Thompson. Thompson's unusual that he went along with this. Roberts, oh, he's always in the middle of it. Sonny Montero, she's a piece of garbage. Kagan's another one. I don't remember, there's one of those two who's never even had a court, had a trial. Can you believe that? Unbelievable. What happened to Barrett? Something really wrong with her. I saw the other day when she came out on her first one on informal rulemaking, and it was just like, so what? Grant just went right over. And Kavanaugh? What's wrong with these people? I don't know. If I can figure it out, we're in trouble, folks. Because I am not a damn lawyer. I'm not an attorney, and I've never been inside of a law school. I do have Westlaw, and I do read their garbage. That's the key. You have to go read the garbage. Pretty soon, the truth. There's one thing I have found out that is absolutely, you can stake on it. We have a battle between the Creator and Satan. And the issue, the truth, is there is always the truth next to the lie somewhere. But it's up to us to find the truth, the knowledge that's hidden. Because Satan is one hell of a liar. Purposely sophistry. These guys are really good at it. But after you do it a while, you just know where to go. How can I figure this thing out? And they didn't. I mean, how can you implement it and nobody says how? Nobody talks about the CFRs. Nobody talks about the Administrative Procedures Act. That's where agencies live. And they damn well know it. Why didn't all Texas and all these people, I applaud Texas because they're in the forefront of some of this stuff. How come they don't know this?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.